Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. Thank you so much for responding with the miracle seed. The Lord says that he has equipped thee. And yet the enemy wants to reveal problems. He wants to reveal that you're powerlessness. God bless you, dear friend. Thank you so much for responding to the miracle seed. And you're going to begin to see that great things shall open up for thee. For there is a wellspring of information that God has placed deep down inside of thee. The enemy wants to reveal problems. He wants to reveal powerlessness. He wants to reveal pitfalls and failures. But the Lord says, I see your potential. I see the power that I have placed inside of thee. I see so many possibilities for thee. I see your faith. And yet God has put great inner strength deep down inside of thee. And you're going to experience great breakthroughs. You're going to see great growth. You're going to see better relationships. And yet you will also see more finances. For the Lord said that all the pieces are coming together for thee. And you will experience some remarkable things opening up for thee. And you will come into a time of a knowing. You will come into a time of success that shall open up new surprises. For the Lord says, I send support and strength unto thee in this season. And no matter what situation you may be in, you're going to see solutions. You're going to be aware of all the answers that Father God has in store for thee. I want to talk to you a little bit about your gifts, your strengths, your talents.
And these are some areas that Father God has shared with me concerning areas of your gifts and your talents, and even areas of that you may be in or may have been in or may be entertaining to get into. I hear Father God saying that you have the ability to teach. I hear Father God saying each one reach one and each one teach one. And I hear Father God saying you're a natural born teacher, a natural born counselor. You may have even been attracted to the areas of psychology and or social work. For I hear Father God saying you have the ability to be a therapist. And I'm even looking at the aspects of occupational therapist and a physical therapist, because you really like to get into things and help people. And I see you very servant arm orientated. You like to give. I even hear Father God saying, and you love to be around the kitchen, a gifting of cooking, a gifting of recipes. I even hear Father God saying you may even be the master baker in your home. If this is something that you desire to do, begin to move toward it, because it's going to bring much enjoyment and it's going to be like therapy to your soul. Where you give out so much, you'll find areas that'll minister to you and give to you as well. Other areas of gift and talents, I hear Father God saying a beautician. Yes, you're one wonderful with the hair, wonderful with the skin. I even hear Father God saying if you've entertained the area of anything beautifying the skin, even in the areas of making your own makeup. I see you mixing and dabbing in things concerning natural beauty. Father God says move forward with it, because Father God says even the areas of the barber, one that cuts hair, ones that styles hairs, I see that you're one that really likes to get into the areas of fashion. And if you've ever thought about being a fashion designer or a fashion consultant, these are areas that Father God says that will bless you. And because of your loving and caring nature and your nature to give, I hear Father God saying you'd be one also. Now this is very beautiful. Father God says you'll be one to educate our youth, to even educate young adults. I see even in the area of university, would you move to the next level? I hear Father God saying in these areas, you'll begin to build lives, build communities. Now, I also hear Father God saying, take the opportunity not to forget the sciences, that of a doctor, that of a medical doctor, that of even a dentist or a dental hygienist, because you like to keep things nice and clean and in order. And I just hear Father God saying, you'll be one to lead in these areas. I also hear Father God saying, even in the fields of, oh, this is so beautiful. One, if you're just starting out and you're saying, well, you know what, I've got to start somewhere. I hear Father God saying, you'll be the waiter, the hostess with the mostest, one to wait, one to serve. And I hear Father God saying, these are areas that you'll begin to lead. And I hear Father God saying, if you wanted to take it to the next level, I even hear Father God saying, one to study law. Don't be afraid of law, because Father God says you'll be a great attorney, a greater lawyer. These are areas of gifts and talents that will come natural to you if you make the decision and decide to move toward it. So I hear Father God saying, whatever you decide to do, you will be blessed. Just make up your mind and stand by your choices. I even hear Father God speaking to me, even again, back to the artistic side. Father God says you'll be one to build, one to work through and carry through, as long as you stay focused and don't bite any distractions. I even hear Father God saying you'd be one as a financial advisor or a financial guidance counselor. Now, this is very interesting, for Father God says you'll be one to strengthen the people and one to grow the people. So take the opportunity to just study yourself to be approved. And that is the word of the Lord.
So the Lord would further say unto thee that as you have moved into another realm, you shall come into an understanding. You will come into an understanding of the role that you have chosen to serve to mankind. You have come into a time where you're going to see great rewards, and God shall bless the works of your hands. And you will begin to see that this is an hour of great material rewards. Oh, the struggles have come to an end. Now the Lord says that your services shall pay rich dividends, for you will reap that which you have sown, and I shall reward thee for thy service. Oh, the home, the family, and close friends in your life, they will seek thee out, and you will live in accord with the higher things of the Spirit, and you will begin to see that as you integrate the things of the Spirit with the things of the flesh, I will cause you to prosper. For the Lord will say unto thee that as you learn to accept self and others, and only then are the ideas truly available to you. For the Lord said, I've called thee to be a natural counselor and a guide. And yet others refer to you almost as a spiritual authority, a spiritual mentor, a spiritual parent. For the Lord was saying to thee that I'm going to bless you for your assistance. I'm going to bless you for your services, because you didn't expect anything in return. That's why I'm going to bless thee. And you will benefit from incorporating your knowledge, music, and deeper things of the Spirit, even color, and you will see that I will raise thee up, for you will be an emotional counselor to others, saith the Lord of hosts.
Dear friend, I want to thank you for releasing your seed. I just want to share a few principles with you concerning strength. Get a pen and begin to write these things down, because this is going to be a key for you, a key to your success, a key to your blessings, and keys to your prosperity. You see, you want to know how to win the battle and win the war whole. Well, how do you win? I've revealed to you your strength, your talents, what areas that you could go in career, personally, or professionally. I've already given you all of that information. To win whole means to win with your resources and your objective intact. Well, how does one win war or win whole according to Sun Tzu? You do it by removing your enemy's hope for victory. That's why we've given you your strengths. You do it also by using all of your advantages, number two. But number three, employ your enemy's weaknesses. Use them to your advantage. And number four, attack along an unexpected line. Sun Tzu also stated that all men can see the tactics whereby I conquer my enemy, but none can see the strategy I use to create the victory. Strategies has been given to you, have been made known to you. Now you know how to begin to apply what God has placed inside of thee. It's not too late. It's not too soon. It's right on time. Just a few principles concerning your strength that I know that is going to bless you. Number one, strength is determined by focus. What you look at either motivates you or stagnates you. Number two of your strengths, never use the strength for achieving your goal, convincing others to believe in it. You don't have to convince anyone about anything. God gave it to you. He's given you a gift. He's given you a talent. Number three of your strengths that I want you to begin to know. Disconnect from those who sympathize where you are at and move towards those who energize where you're going. That's key. Watch your environment. Watch whom you have around you. Because environment and people, or wrong people rather, can deplete your strengths as well as your talents. Number four of your strengths. You will use more strength pursuing an option than you will following an instruction. Very key. Number five of your strengths. What you have love for, you will have a longevity in. Where you're placing your love at. Number six of your strengths. Strength must be daily renewed, or it will be eventually expired. You got to use it daily. You got to put it into practice. It must be a daily process. You must talk daily, you must pray daily, you must think daily, and you must stay in His presence on a daily and a continual basis. Alleviate from any one of those, and you're setting yourself up for a future failure. Number seven of your strengths. The strategy to replace a mistake comes from the honesty to admit that you made one. The Bible declares in the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 31, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." I have a series that I want you to think about getting. And matter of fact, I know you need to have it. It's a series titled Giant Slayers. Giant Slayers. I want you to get a seed in the ground. $44 into the ministry. And I want to get this series into your hands because I know that it's going to bless you. Giant Slayers is going to set you free. It's going to make a champion out of you. Thank you, Prophetess Tina, for your miracle seed and moving in faith. Much blessings and much peace.